Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
Like Nina's or anything into it. right?
Not really. Actually, what I've been doing for the past few years, I hide my last name in my drawings.
Oh, okay.
I've been working for the Wall Street Journal since 1994, and I do all types of drawings for them, and I hide my name, and they've never said anything about it, so I guess I'm getting away with it. Now maybe I won't. They'll find out, but it's sort of a salute to him by doing that.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, it's really great to see these things because I saw the one on the Yiddish fiddler on the roof.
Oh, yes.
And I actually, if anybody that you captured, it was, now I have to think of her name. The one that plays.
Jackie Hoffman?
Yes.
Grandpa? Yes.
You captured her so well.
Thank you. Well, I actually did a play with Jackie in 2015. They did Once Upon a Mattress off Broadway, and they hired me to draw the scenery while the play was being performed. They had this camera set up in the back of the theater, and they had me seated at a desk. And as the show was going on, you would see my hand come across the back of the stage. It was projected, and you'd see me drawing like a castle or a tree or something, and then it would go away, and then until the next scene changed. So I did that for the entire 6-week run, and Jackie played the lead in that. So we know each other.
Oh, that's I didn't. I'm not going to say I didn't see it. It's just I don't remember seeing it. I guess.
Oh, okay. Maybe you'll find the program later today.
I'll find the program. Yeah. So now, when did you start even deciding you wanted to do illustrating?
Well, it was sort of a happy accident. I moved to New York when I was 17. I wanted to be an actor, as so many millions of people do. And I got a little work, and I did a lot of stock and that sort of thing. But it was very frustrating because I'm not good with disappointment, and auditions are constantly disappointing. And I finally just said, well, I don't want to spend my life trying to do something. I've got to do something where I can actually do it and not just, you know, hoping for the next job. And that's when I started, I actually started cartooning, and I was doing cartoons for a lot of trade magazines, like the Cooks Union trade magazine, stuff like that. And I wasn't making a lot of money, but I was able to survive on that. And from there, like I say, in 1984, that's when I got the big break with Forbidden Broadway. And that gig actually led me to I got a big job with American Express, and I did their Christmas ad for 1 year, which was published in all the major newspapers, and I was paid the most money I'd ever even dreamed about. And then a year later, they hired me again to do an even bigger campaign where I drew all of these restaurateurs all over the world in New York and so forth. And that ran it. The job lasted for 2 years, and that was really the biggest break that I had. And from there, I went to the Wall Street Journal. I've been in the New Yorker. It's been, you know, things sort of fell into place for me. It was great. I'm very
That's
lucky.
That's great. Yeah. Now, I noticed in terms of, because I went through, like, your gallery, and you do, correct me unless I'm wrong, you do mostly, like, you'll do, like, one or two people as opposed to, and I saw the one you did with Ain't Too Proud, where you have, you know, that whole cast.
I just did that. I just finished that one today, yes.
Yeah. But, like, this, in other words, the one you did on Fiddler captures, like, the whole cast. Do you do much of that, or usually, like, a one or two people?
I prefer to do one or two, and sometimes I just do one person if they're like really the main star,
right.
Because it's with all of my other work, it's sort of a sideline doing these drawings, and it's a lot of work to do a lot of different people, If I had the time, I would love to do big drawings with a big cast and so forth. But it's, you know, and also the drawing gets so crowded if you try to do the entire cast and so forth.
Right.
So I pick and choose, and I will admit I have favorites. And I have friends that are in shows, so I have to draw them, or they don't speak to me.
Okay.
That gets a little touchy, yes.
Yeah, I bet. Do any of these caricatures ever get used? Like, I'm thinking Sardis with all the.
They just used one artist. They've had one artist there, and he does all of their work. And I actually have a very nice exhibit, a permanent exhibit, at New World Stages. Did you ever go there?
When am I going to go down
the escalator, and it's all underground, and there's about, I think there's five theaters there, five off-Broadway theaters.
Isn't that where I'm seeing Ain't Too Proud?
No, that's a Broadway show.
No?
You're seeing that in a big theater. What's the Four Seasons?
Oh,
musical?
I know where I'm going. Okay. I'm going to see the play that went wrong.
Yes.
The play that goes wrong.
That's right.
Okay,
so
that's
when you go
I'll
there,
see it.
When you go there, if you walk around the lobby, I'm up on all the walls. It's a really huge exhibit, and they gave me a big show back in 2012, and after it was over, the management of the theater said, well, would you like to just keep everything up, or you'll have a permanent exhibit? And of course I was delighted, and about a year later the theater was sold to the Schuberts, and I thought, well, that'll be the end of my exhibit. But no, they've kept it, so I've been very fortunate.
Great.
Because I get a lot of business. There are people buy the originals and they buy the prints, and it's very nice to have that. It's very nice for any artist to have any type of exhibit going on, especially in New York. So, again, I think I'm very lucky.
I'm friends with people that set up art exhibits in their studio, except
right.
It's all having to do with nature. So, in other words, no, they don't want any people, and it's all something, you know, stuff to
right.
do with nature.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd say, I'll give you a whole wall over there.
So they have people come to their actual studio to see the work? They exhibit it?
In other words, like, for instance, this last one, they're the curator from the Long Island City Artists Group. And they said that they'd have her, and she came in, and she set up with, I think there were like a dozen artists, each having their own piece of artwork up there.
Right.
So when you go there, you can go see the exhibit, and, you know, it's free. They give you the free space
to put
your own exhibit.
Very nice.
So, yeah. I've been working with them in terms of writing about every time they have an exhibit to get into the papers.
Well, that's nice. It's very nice to support the artists, the local artists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because what I'm going to be doing, by the way, because I'll be doing an article on you for next week's Queens Times. And
do you want me to send you a touched-up photo of myself?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that would be very funny if you have a caricature.
I'll send a picture of Brad Pitt, and you can tell people it's me.
But anyway, to get back to you, so
yes.
do you want to tell me, like, any ones that your favorites because you like the way it came out versus so no one is going to get hurt? Like, what? I'm not your favorite.
Yeah, I like a lot of things, and then several people, but Liza Minnelli really hates to have her caricatures of herself, and she even hates people that do impressions of her. She's very sensitive, and you would never know that when you see her on stage because she's so, you know, powerful and self-assured. But I did I met her socially. Oh, it's been about 20 years ago, and I was telling her I own a Hirschfeld of her, is from like the 60s when she did a musical called The Dangerous Christmas of Little Red Riding Hood. It was on television. Anyway, when I mentioned that to her, she said, well, I've never seen it. I'd love to see it. And she was doing a concert in Boston, and I was living there at the time. And she asked me to come to the concert and bring the drawing. Well, the drawing is about the size of half of a door. It was quite big. So I took it backstage. I wrapped it in brown paper. And then after the concert, we went into her dressing room. And she said, oh, I want to see it. I want to see it. And what I had done, I was working for a newspaper in Boston at the time, and I did a drawing of her myself. So I thought I would show her my drawing first. And I unwrapped it, and I held it up to her, and she just looked at it and went, oh. And I felt, oh, gosh. This is terrible. So I showed her the Hirschfeld, and she had an even worse reaction to it. She buried her face in her hands, and I thought, oh, this is a disaster. So I left soon after that. But that was before I didn't realize that she, you know, was so sensitive. And another person that you'd probably never think was sensitive about caricatures is Carol Burnett.
Really?
I don't know if you remember, she did a show about 15 years ago called Moon Over Buffalo. Do you remember that? Did you go to see
yes.
that? And it was not a big hit, but it ran for a while. And after it opened, the producer of that, because it got sort of mediocre reviews, they decided to change the ad campaign. And I got a call from the producer, and she said, could you come up with some kind of idea? We'd like to, you know, change the poster. So I did a caricature of Carol Burnett. And I sent it to the ad agency, and I got a call the next day, and they said, well, everybody loves it. They think it's great, except for one person, Carol Burnett.
Okay.
She hated it. And I found out again. I had no idea, and I found out again later that she was very sensitive about her face, even though she does, you know, she does all the comedy with Muffin
yeah.
and so forth. So, but I did a drawing a few years ago. A friend of mine, Richard J. Alexander, directs all of Barbara Streisand's concerts, and he invited me to come see a dress rehearsal in Philadelphia. And so after I saw that, I was very inspired, and I did a drawing of Barbara. And in the concert, she wears this dress that has a slit up the side, and so one of her legs is always exposed when she's walking across the stage. And I did that in the drawing. I show her leg. And Richard came to see the show at New World Stages, and that drawing was hanging there, and he took a picture of it. And a few months later, it was April, I got a call from him one morning, and he said, you're never going to believe this, but every year on Barbara's birthday, I send her a bunch of images of things of her that I think she's never seen, and I sent her your drawing. And she called me up this morning, and she said, I love that drawing. He captured my leg. So I thought, oh, of all the things of the drawing. But he said, she loves the drawing. She may want to buy it. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, it's already been sold, but I'll do another one. He said, no. She's very exact. She'd want that drawing. So I said, you know what? I can have a very nice copy made, and I'll send it to her. And he said, yes, that would be nice. And she called him up again, and she said, I'm obsessed with that drawing. And I sent her the print, and she sent me a very nice note, and I was so excited because I'm a huge fan of hers. But there again, you have, you know, somebody that you might think would not like caricatures of herself, but she was responded very well. So I've had good and bad responses.
Well, that's,
yes.
That's, yeah. I'm just curious. Have you ever done one of Cindy Dennis by any chance?
No, because she wasn't really performing when I started. But Hirschfeld did some great ones of her that I've seen. But I never did.
Oh.
Did you know Sandy? Did you know her?
Yes, I know. I knew Sandy because I was in the movie Up the Down Staircase.
Oh, you were. I saw that movie. I remember that movie. Yeah. There were a lot of New York actors in that because it was filmed here, I guess. Because you were
oh,
in
Oh, yeah.
It.
They were getting that. For me, this was, I thought this was a big joke
uh-huh.
when they were, you know, asking for people because
uh-huh.
I happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I thought, yeah, you're right. They want people for a movie. Yeah, sure, right. Yeah, you took my name. Yeah, big deal. Yeah.
Right.
Until they talked about the money that I was going to be making, then I went, oh, I guess this is going to be my summer job.
Oh, how nice.
You know?
How nice.
But so it just happened that I had remained friends with Sandy Dennis over the years, going to see her plays all the time, you know.
Right.
That's why I was just asking.
Right. No, I never got to draw her, but she had she's a very interesting looking woman. And I did a drawing of Patrick Stewart for the Wall Street Journal, and his people contacted me and said he was interested in buying it. And he was doing A Life in the Theater at the time. And he actually contacted me and invited me to come see the play and then come afterwards and see him. And he said, and bring the drawings because I want to buy them. And I did. I went backstage and met him. He was so nice. But it turns out that he's somebody that loves caricatures of himself, and he collects them. So I was very thrilled with that, the fact that he wanted to own one of my drawings. And he ended up buying, four drawings.
Do you have a gallery? I mean, do you have a... Somebody
only,
said
only,
I want to go visit your studio.
Well, you'd have to go to a show at the New World Stages to see it. My only gallery that I have. But I have a website, and then if you put my name and Google my name under images, a lot of stuff comes up with my drawings.
Oh, okay.
But if anybody, I've walked people through the New World Stages gallery. I've had customers, and you know, during the day, and I can take them without them having to go see a show. So if anybody ever wants to contact me, just go on my website and they'll see the information. I'll be very glad to walk them through. They don't even have to promise to buy anything.
Yeah, when I go to see the play
the
that
play
goes
that,
wrong,
right?
That I'm going to write in there. The reason I'm seeing it is because I'm curious to see how will it make any difference from going to a Broadway stage to an off-Broadway stage, because you kind of need a lot of room to see the show. Did you see it?
I only saw it on Broadway, but it's interesting how they're they're doing this, transferring shows back to off-Broadway, and as you say, making them smaller in the size of the production. But I guess it's working because I think they're doing business. I think it's working.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe they just cast a bunch of little people or something. I won't say, I'm afraid to say midgets or dwarfs, but you know what I mean. The little people, the munchkins, that's how they make it work. That's terrible. Strike that. I didn't say that. Okay.
It's okay. I used to do like 3 scenes from The Wizard of Oz by myself.
Really?
With all the voices and characters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I have a very sick sense of humor.
Well, that's okay. That's healthy, a sick sense of humor.
Yes.
But a friend of mine in California lived up a hill from Jerry, the last one that died recently, the last one. It's Jerry something. I can't think of his last name. But he was a munchkin. And from her house, you could look down on his house, and he had a tiny little swimming pool with little furniture around. It was so cute. But anyway, it's amazing the topics we can get on. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm curious. What did you think of the play that goes wrong? I'm just curious.
Well, totally honest, I left it intermission. I thought it was too...
That's the third person that said this. Why?
Well, it's a type of humor, and I just... It wore on me. I didn't find it funny because... And I love comedy, but it just seemed like... I like the play Noises Off much better, which is...
Yes.
To
okay.
me, it was just a better thing. This was very college humor to me, which is fine. I mean, you know, people like that. But I just was not... And people all around me were just laughing hysterically, and I just wasn't getting it. So I very seldom do I walk out on something, but I thought, no. But it did good business, so who am I, you know?
Okay, I have to warn the person in that's seated in front of me.
Oh, you like it a lot. You're going to laugh and hit their backs
because,
and everything.
This is the fourth time I'm seeing it.
Oh, boy. Well, you do have
it's like I need a break.
You like to see people falling through floors and crashing through
doors. Well, it's not as much as seeing this thing. But the thing that had got me that I thought was so, I guess, the whole wittiness or whatever about it, is these people are putting on a play.
Yes.
And they're going to say whatever the script says, regardless of what's happening around them.
Yes.
So that's the part of the humor that I'm finding. You know, it's like, give me a pencil, and there's no pencil left, so
right.
He's grabbing, you know, flowers.
Right.
You know, and it's that whole thing that they're trying to get through this play, and because they're British.
You know what I loved was James Corden in One Man, Two Governors. Did you see that?
I missed that.
You would have loved it because it was that British humor and ridiculous situations, and there was this one man that, regardless of what happened, he was always falling down or getting hit with something, and it was really
I'm sorry, I missed that
too. Yeah. That was before James Corden was famous, yes.
Is there anything like coming up of plays that you're going to be seeing?
I'm seeing Burn This. I'm seeing Hadestown is coming up, and something else. April's going to be crazy because all the shows that opened just before the Tony deadline. You probably have the same thing, but
yes.
I have to draw. If I see something, I usually draw it. So that's the deal that I have with myself, so that I turn down things if I think I'm not going to like it and I don't want to draw it. So but that's how that works. But sometimes I get caught in anyway in something I don't like. You know what I loved was King Kong. I thought the music was not good and the script wasn't good, but I loved all the theatrical technique. Did you see it?
No,
King Kong.
I didn't. No,
it didn't appeal to
you. I missed it.
Well, it's as a piece of theater, it's just the technique, the, you know, the way they operate the gorilla and the way the scenery changes.
Yeah.
It you would not be bored. So,
I guess it's like, you know, when they did War Horse.
Yes, only more spectacular.
In operating that horse, you know.
Yes, but this is like 10 times bigger than a horse. I mean, this is this amazing. And the face is operated by computer, so it has facial expressions, and it looks at you with those big eyes, and oh, my goodness. I was too close to the stage. I was very nervous. But anyway.
Now, the two that you're going to see, are they both, you said Burn, what is it?
Burn This, which is a revival of a Lanford Wilson, and Hadestown. Oh, I know what
I'm
seeing.
Are they both dramas?
Oklahoma, I'm seeing. I'm seeing that new production of Oklahoma, which is going to be at Circle in the Square. It's like a very cut-down version, very basic, where they do it as a, I don't know, it's like in somebody's high school gym. It's some weird.
Really?
Yeah, but it was done at St. Anne's Warehouse, and it was a big hit. And I love Oklahoma, so I hope they don't destroy it. But anyway.
I
have other things I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, when is that opening? I think I got
soon. You got an invitation.
An email.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Soon.
I think the previews began on the 19th.
Okay.
The previews begin on the 19th, and it says it's officially opening on Sunday, April 7th.
Oh, okay. I think I'm seeing it next week, but and then April will come. But I also go to Off-Broadway, and sometimes Off-Broadway if something sounds interesting. Probably just like you, I get about 10 invitations a day to see things. I mean, if I didn't have a life, I could go every night of the week and sometimes twice. It's amazing, this city. It's just, you know, it's very exciting to have all those opportunities.
I know. We try to out in Queens here.
Yes.
There used to be some decent stuff, and I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, I don't want just the either the entertainment is, you know, the expression off the caca?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Not
either
a compliment.
That. No, right. Either that or like nothing to write home about. I don't know what, and they used to, especially Queens Theater, used to have, you know, some good.
Is that the one that's at the Old World's Fair site, or is
yeah?
That in, okay, I've heard good things about what they did. Yeah, I've never been there. I have a kind of a.
Did.
It's not a snooty rule, but I don't leave Manhattan because every time I go to Brooklyn, I get lost, and. I figure, I'm not blaming it on Brooklyn, but the streets have names instead of numbers, so it's very hard to find my way around. But,
Queens isn't too bad.
Okay.
Queens is much better because in most cases, the beginning of, like, everyone's address is something dash something.
I
see.
And
the first two numbers are the cross streets.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
But in case you ever want to go, and I'll let you know if there's anything worth going to,
okay.
The Queens Theater, you could take the number 7 train, and then they have a shuttle that will take you right from the station.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
From the theater. So they'll do that.
Right.
But I'll let you know if
okay.
There's something.
You give me a warning or a whatever,
I'll
a
give
recommendation.
You a warning.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. So let's say you're going to the show. Do you sit there and start? Do you do any sketching while you're watching the show?
I do not. I know Hirschfeld could draw in his pocket, or so he said. He used to take little notes and scribbles and things. But I actually work from the production photos because I have to really study it.
Oh, okay.
It.
That's what I was
going to say. Actors are jumping around. It's very hard. I mean, I get an idea. Especially like with costumes and things like that, and that helps. But I always see the show first, and then they send me production photos, and that's how I work.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So it's from that. So that's why, for instance, I'm just saying like with the play that goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
jumping around all over the place.
Yes.
And also, you can't really capture, it's hard to capture one thing there.
Right. I never drew that show, by the way. I felt.
Oh, okay.
And you want to hear something very funny? The man who produced it lives across the street from me, so I have to, it's very touchy. But they didn't need my drawing. They did business, so what can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. So, okay, so you got these two coming up, and what I was asking you, the two that you were talking about, they're both dramas, Burn This and Hades
Burn Town. Burn This is a drama, and Hades Town is a musical. And I think it played in Washington, D.C., and I don't quite know what it's about, but I walked by the theater the other day, and the pictures out front, it looks interesting. You can't always go by that, but it does look interesting. And do you know who Andre DeShields is? He's been around a long time. He was in the original Ain't Misbehavin', and he has a big part in that. So that'll be good just to see him.
Okay. But, I'll take a look to see who the PR company that's doing it. That's how I get there.
Yes. I understand.
I'm not on the... A-list.
You're not on the list. Well, I used to do exactly what you're doing, and then about 4 years ago, they told me that I was on the list. So that helps a lot. It really does. But But I usually got into most of the some things I don't get into. I didn't get invited to Kill a Mockingbird. So I'm always surprised some of the things that are huge hits, like Network, I got invited to, and that's a hard ticket. So you never know. Sometimes things that I haven't been invited to the King Lear with Glenda Jackson. So far, I've not been invited to it. I'd love to draw her. I may just draw her anyway. I may just look at a picture and draw her because her face inspires me. I mean, she has a great wrinkled face.
If I get press tickets for King Lear, would you like to be my guest?
I would love it. I would love it. I'll take you to dinner.
I'll check to see who's. Do you get it directly from a PR company?
Yeah, they contact me. Yeah, I get an invitation, like an email invitation with several dates to choose from and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay, I'll look to see who's doing it. There's not a lot of PR companies anymore.
There's more than a dozen. Because whenever I do a drawing, I send all my drawings out to all the different press offices to remind them that I'm alive. So.
Well, I had emailed the one that the Fiddler on the Roof one. Did that one. And I emailed saying that I'm doing this radio show.
Right.
To let them know that, you know, we're going to talk about your drawing and the, you know, whatever.
I love that show. And I had no interest in seeing it because, first of all, the Yiddish, that was in Yiddish kind of turned me off because I understand a lot of, you know, slang and stuff, and I had seen Fiddler on the Roof so many times. I even saw it with Zero Mostel when he did the revival in the 70s. I was a small child at the time, but anyway. So I just had no interest, but everybody was raving about it. And finally, when I got an invitation to go, when they moved it to 42nd Street, I decided, well, I should go. And I wanted to see Jackie in it. And I was so moved by that. I was like weeping in the second act. And it never affected me the way that it did this production. So I'm very happy that I went to see it.
Yeah. I saw it when it was downtown.
At the Holocaust?
When I did my piece on it, and this is just personally what I felt, I thought it was the best rendition that I've ever seen of the show.
Yeah. I agree with you.
And nothing took away from that. It wasn't like 75 people in the cast, you know what I mean?
Right.
They just had exactly enough people. Oh, you know, it was kind of like the size of the cast was when, like, if you go to see community theater, and you can only use it just right. But they get it all across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but they get it all across with the amount of people. And
right.
This was, and it didn't take away that you didn't have, you know,
a stage full of
75
people.
Wandering Jews.
Yes, looking for a parking space. I know it's.
I did two different radio shows with three members of the cast.
Oh.
Talk about the show. Yeah. Including the lead.
That plays Tevye?
No. I didn't get Tevye. I couldn't get Tevye.
Golda?
I got Golda.
Okay. She was very good.
They were
all good.
I got her. And I forgot who else I got,
If you ever get a chance to talk to Jackie, she's very entertaining. She's very funny. She's very dry, and dry sense of humor, and it's kind of edgy, kind of angry. That's who she is.
I know. I've seen. Actually, I think I saw her. I think it. I think some years ago, at Joe's Pub.
Yes. Yes, she does her one-woman show. It's very funny. Very
yeah,
funny.
That's what I think that I saw her, other than, and I can't think of that Broadway show she did that she
was. Well, she was recently in the thing that, oh, gosh, my memory just went out the window. It was the thing about the chocolate factory, somebody in the chocolate factory. Yes, she was in that on Broadway, and then she was also in The Addams Family, and I'm trying to think, I think that was those were her bigger things, and she was in the original Hairspray. But I don't know if you saw the I think it was a year ago on the Emmys, she was nominated for her part she played in that feud about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, and she played Joan Crawford's maid, and she got an Emmy nomination. And so she's sitting in the audience, and you know how they show the faces of the nominees, and then when they announced the winner and it wasn't Jackie, and she mouthed a cuss word, which was so funny. I mean, I'm sure she planned this. I'm sure she thought she wasn't going to win. But I've never seen that before, where the person, instead of smiling and applauding, Jackie's face is like this angry, and she mouths this cuss word. It's so obvious what she was doing. It was very funny. But that's her. That's her.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was trying to get her to do an interview on my radio show. It's difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and especially what my sarcastically favorite thing that people ask. They send me an email asking me if I'd like to interview somebody, and I'll get back to them, and then I say, well, yeah, I'll be writing it for the Queen's Times. But I'm going to do, we can do a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The person always says, how many people listen to the show?
Oh,
and
my
I
goodness,
go,
they want stats. Huh?
They want stats, and I'm about to scream at them, you're getting this for free. It's free publicity.
Right.
You could take the show. I mean, when I'm done with the show, I'm going to email you the, the link.
Oh, okay.
And on the link, if you want, you could send the link to whoever you want.
That's very nice. Thank you.
In terms of publicity, I don't.
Well,
but,
I got up early this morning. I did all kinds of beauty treatments so that I would, be ready for the radio interview. And I've done. So I hope that you're pleased with that. I hope that I come across as good.
Well, I'll find out when you're in your caricature with you.
Okay. When I draw myself, I really draw myself like, George Clooney or Cary Grant or something, because I'm the artist. I can do whatever I want, right?
This is true.
Okay.
So is there anything else that you'd love to share with us?
No, I don't have any good recipes. I do...
What do you cook?
I do dishes. That's about the extent of it.
I see. Okay.
I love to eat. I love to eat, and that's why whenever anybody says starving artist, it makes me very nervous. But no, I just encourage everybody to appreciate caricature, because since there are very few publications now, it's very, it's not a dying art, but it's very, there aren't that many places where you can see it. Like the New Yorkers and Vanity Fair are like two of the last publications that use caricatures. So it's, what can you do? But I'm very lucky.
Yeah. I'll get them in mine. paper.
Right.
And also what I tend to do is I also put the article up on my blog.
Oh, okay.
And I purposely do that because, at least on my blog, I can put in 20 photos if I want.
Okay.
So
feel free to use
any
drawings that I have that you want to take. If you want to take them off of Google or anything. You can use anything. I'm very happy to have that.
Okay, yeah, because I'll also, like, this will go up on my Facebook page that I did this show, so people can click on and listen. And
great.
I was hoping one of my friends was going to call in.
You have a great personality.
I'm sorry?
I said you have a great personality and a great voice, so I've enjoyed talking with you today.
Oh, same here. it's really cool. I can't wait to. Oh, okay. After I'm done, I'm gonna see who do. So you don't know who the press that does King Lear, do you?
I do not, because they didn't contact me.
Okay, to find out, and then I'll just see. You know, if I could see the show. Worst case scenario, they'll say no.
There you go. A good answer.
Well, when do you want to see it? Is the other one.
Yeah, right. What are you doing
I'll
tomorrow?
I'll get back to you.
Right. It's an obstructed view, but you don't need to see that much anyway. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Ken. Well, it's great. Again, it's great talking with you.
Thank you, Marie.
We'll see what we can do about getting together and getting you to the shows that you can't get into.
That's right. I appreciate that. It's who you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, yes. So I'm going to end the show. Before I end the show. Listen.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely wonderfully delicious brownies at www.brownies.com, and they have cookies. Yes. Soft batch cookies. My favorite being the chocolate mint. So much better than the Girl Scout ones. Okay, everybody, from wherever you're listening to this, have a great day, afternoon, evening, or whenever. And just need to find out. Here we go. Here's the music ending. Music ending. Music intro. Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.